Could you reflect on what your experience is in using this combination or other combinations in the adjuvant setting, as well as metastatic disease? What are the common problems that occur, and what do you do about it?
So, you have different combinations. One is dabrafenib-trametinib, where I think we give this one much more often than cobimetinib-vemurafenib. Why? Because we think that it's easier to manage in terms of adverse events. There is, you know, these two combinations. Now we have a third combination that is very soon going to be available on the market in France, binimetinib and encorafenib, but the price is not yet fixed. It might be very interesting. But with dabrafenib-trametinib, in addition to the class effect, the adverse events that are linked to the class effect, we have fever, chills, and this can be a problem for some patients. With vemurafenib, cobimetinib, the adverse event that can be really difficult to manage is photosensitivity. So it can seem not such a big problem, but I can tell you it's a very, very strong photosensitivity. If people do not take care, do not exert a very strict photoprotection, they go out, even if they don't live on an island, in a tropical island, they are red like a lobster and they suffer. So that can be very tricky to manage. But we can go from one combination to the other, depending on the adverse events. But usually, I think it's quite tolerable. It's very rare that we have to stop definitely this one or the other of these regimens because of adverse events. It's quite rare. It's good because, as I said before, we know that if we stop, the probability to relapse is very high.
So we'll talk a little bit more about checkpoint inhibitors and also checkpoint inhibitors in the adjuvant setting in a second. But I'm kind of curious, what are some of the trials that are going on right now to move the adjuvant therapy forward? And one issue you brought up was the duration of therapy, specifically with BRAF, MEK. Are there, you know, I was kind of thinking about the tamoxifen trials in breast cancer. They started out 1 year, then it was 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Is there an interest in extending the duration of this therapy?
That's a very good question. And, you know, if the curves were beginning to fall down after 3 years, I think it was really something that we should evaluate. But presently, with the data that we have, we'll see the follow-up. But right now, it's quite encouraging. And surprisingly, 1 year seems to have a very long-term effect. But now, how to improve this adjuvant treatment? We have now, we are evaluating different combination of immunotherapy, like ipilimumab plus nivolumab. We try also to optimize the tolerance, because as you know, this is very, very rich in adverse events. So we try to find a way to decrease the toxicity. But maybe because we know that this regimen gives a slightly better effect than anti-PD-1 single agent, it is now evaluated in the adjuvant setting also.